Now, Sam, you have a famous brother, I've heard.
Jeff. Jeff Bridges.
Who do you think is the most famous person you could claim as your brother and get away with it?
Oh man,
Chris, you can join in too. Okay. We don't need to.
I feel like it's like it'd have to be like a low level media person. I think that
one would
be like one of the guys on like Good Morning Football or something. Like where I'd be like, yeah, that's my brother.
Good Morning People
Football. Would be like, what?
Okay. Yeah. Sounds like a football answering the phone.
Good morning, football.
Is that where they wake you up with football?
Yeah. They like throw it at the camera and then the show begins.
Just spill your coffee. You're awake now.
Scare you awake. I would say like a like low level streamer or someone, you know, like, I guess the only one I know of is PewDiePie, but whoever is sure. PewDiePie's like a third in command, whatever.
Oh yeah, like a kind of a Kroger PewDiePie, right, like yeah. Ninja.
Oh,
remember
oh,
Ninja?
Sure. Ninja, perhaps Ninja. Yeah. I could get away with saying.
Yeah, I think I could get away with any of the Jackass guys.
Yeah, my brother. Like my brother is Wee
Bam.
Man.
Yeah, my brother's Wee Man. My brother's Bam. My brother was, you know, the one that looks exactly like me who died.
That one is no one's gonna question you because you were bold enough to pick the dead one.
Yeah.
I
don't know.
Yeah, but they're like, no, prove it,
dude. Yeah, let me kick you in the nuts, and I'll see if your scream matches up with his.
Let me kick you in the nuts, and I'll see if it kills you.
Yeah. Like it does.
Okay,
all
he's cool. He lived through it. Howdy, folks. Welcome to Fight Island, the podcast about fictional fights in the very real island where they take place. I'm Jordan Dahl.
I'm Sam Wiles.
And joining us this week, returning to the pod, Fight Island survivor, you might say, Chris Stevens.
Hi, everyone. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
Welcome back to the island. The muggy, muggy fight season is upon us. And who better to help usher it in than you? We're going to be fighting brothers today. Lesser brothers. Littler brothers.
Lesser
right?
brothers.
I thought lesser brothers would be fun.
What is a lesser brother?
Okay.
Frank Stallone.
Okay.
You're Kyle Bowie.
I totally understand that.
Tony Rock.
You're Jeremiah Pizza Hut.
Sure. Chris Cuomo.
Yes! That's a great one.
Cuomo.
I got it.
Yes. Perfect. Exactly. For any Chris heads just joining us, this is the way the pod goes down. It's kind of a big game of who would win in a fight between. We do a lightweight, a middleweight, and a heavyweight bout. We'll decide who fights in each round. We'll ultimately vote on who we think wins each round. And it's video game rules, so anything goes. That means old people can fight gay people, men can fight women, dogs can fight babies, whatever needs to happen for the island to taste the justice that keeps its rivers flowing and its people in business. So that being said, did I miss anything, Sam?
No, you got it. You nailed it.
Okay. That being said, who are some lightweight lesser brothers? And I think we can get away with younger brothers, right?
Yeah.
Because I mean, there are some younger brothers who are better than the first iteration
Clint,
got famous.
Clint and Ron Howard.
Clint Howard, I would say, at least equaled his brother's fame as a that guy actor, maybe not as a director. Certainly not as a director. Well, yeah, Ron Howard slunk behind the camera in order to direct. Mm. Clint Howard slunk behind the camera in order to lick jam off his phone. Maybe off the fingers of other people.
Oh, man, he should have done that in front of the camera. But I'd love to see that.
It's only fans. Okay, so who are you thinking for lightweight? And we generally, you know, these are kind of people we're pulling from pop culture. But if you have, man, like Kyle Jackson's little brother from high school.
I'll stick with celebrities. I don't need to name lesser brothers from my life.
Now. Okay. Now Clint Howard, I would say a middleweight at least, not light.
Mm. What about like Kevin Farley?
Okay.
Oh sure. Yeah.
You could do comedy brothers, Kevin Farley versus Tony Rock, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's really good.
Frank Stallone, famous super weirdo.
Yeah, absolutely. But also I would put him maybe middle because he had like hits, right? He was in that band.
I don't know. Was Frank Stallone successful?
It's on fire, Trudy.
Is that Frank Stallone?
I think he was involved in some way in the music for Rocky. I know he was on. He had a sitcom with other like lesser brothers. Do you remember this?
I know nothing about that. Is that true?
Yeah. Yeah, there was a sitcom with like him and like fucking Ed Travolta and a couple of other like weird attic brothers you didn't really know existed.
Oh, you know he's kind of a good one? Billy Baldwin.
Billy.
Yeah, sure.
Stephen Baldwin, Daniel Baldwin.
Yeah, they've got their whole like a household of bad brothers there.
Yeah, there's the three lessers. It's pretty funny.
So Frank Stallone, he wrote music for Sylvester's movie, including his song "Far From Over," which appeared in the 1983 film "Staying Alive."
A quick dip into last week's episode. We were one of the heavyweights was Steve Buscemi. He has a brother, yeah. Michael Buscemi.
Whoa!
What does he look weird? Like? I want to what see this.
Kind of like Steve Buscemi.
I'd imagine so.
Which way is the dial cranked, though? Is it like towards human or towards?
Oh, it's like he looks more normal.
Okay. Yes.
Oh my God,
okay.
He does. Look at this guy. Yeah, he is pretty normal looking.
Isn't that weird?
It makes Steve Buscemi look like dog shit when they stand next to each other.
Jeez, what? Maybe he wasn't in that sitcom. There was definitely a sitcom with like little brothers of stars. I'll research it. I'll get guys. Can you meet up next week for the podcast?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, little brother show.
There's a third property brother.
Okay.
Oh my God.
But he's like selling people like shacks under a bridge. All right. And shit.
I have a real question. Is Macaulay Culkin the lesser Culkin brother?
Ooh, that's good. I mean,
holy fuck.
Kieran's a great big star.
Now, obviously, yeah. But like in terms of overall, I don't know.
Wow. I don't know. The tables seem to have turned somewhat with those guys.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got two more lightweight ideas. Brian Doyle Murray, who I love.
BDM.
He's great.
BDM. And
Big Doyle. I fucked it up.
Dave Franco.
Oh, wow. He's kind of enjoying his own little Francoissance, though.
Well, yeah, especially because the utmost brother is now in trouble. That's
yeah, I
good.
Think they sure. both are. I think it was both agreed that those Affleck boys ain't no good.
Yeah, Casey is certainly a middle, if not a heavy.
Yeah.
Dave is coming from the crown now.
I like the comedy throwdown.
Comedy Brothers?
Kevin Farley versus Tony Rock.
Or Kevin James's brother Gary Valentine.
Oh my
One of the worst
dude.
People I've ever met in my life.
Kevin Farley versus Gary Valentine is so funny to me because they're both like kind of they're both the same shape of schlub, you know?
Yeah.
Who the fuck is Gary Valentine? I don't know anything
about this guy. He's Kevin James's older brother who looks like skinnier Kevin James.
Exactly.
But
man.
He looks exactly like he was at January 6th. That's what he looks like.
Now, this is an interesting pick because he's not the younger brother, but he certainly is the lesser.
The lesser,
brother,
yeah. That's why lesser is more fun.
Yeah. Okay. What do you think, Sam?
Oh man,
I think it's got to be some people we like know front to back. And Gary Valentine, he fucking knows you front to back.
Yeah, man, you got to pick somebody like Roger Clinton. You know, someone that you just know everything about.
Roger Clinton. What about? See, the problem is I don't know if he's a lightweight. RFK.
Oh,
heavyweight. Jeb.
Heavyweight.
Jeb. What's Jeb?
Yeah. Can you do Jeb versus weird. RFK?
That sounds like a middleweight to me. Let's.
That sounds like a middleweight.
Lightweight. Let's say Kevin Farley is one.
Okay, right. Kevin Farley, the less funny, more serious version of Chris. Mm-hmm. No laughter in this man's eyes.
No. Yeah, when he falls on a table, it doesn't break.
He apologizes and buys you.
I'm not kidding. Yeah. He does like kind of serious storyteller stand up. He's like not goofy. It's just like,
what a bummer.
He like tells like, he just kind of tells like This American Life type stories about knowing Chris Farley. And you're like, huh, funny, I guess.
There I was being his brother. And that's the end of it.
Oh, I thought of a good lightweight brother, comedy brother. Gallagher 2.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, of course.
Gallagher 2, I feel like, is a great lightweight.
Yeah. He is imbued with all the powers of regular Gallagher. In fact, they are only different in the sense that he is named 2.
Yeah.
There's some
truly. There's the only difference between the two of them.
There's something also so lesser to just taking your brother's act and being like, I'm this now.
Big time. Big time. Big time lesser brother move.
All right.
So are we doing Kevin Farley versus Gallagher 2 then?
That feels okay to me.
I think so.
I'm into it.
Now, I think Gallagher 2 is technically Gallagher's cousin, but he's acting like he's his lesser brother.
Yeah.
Hey, and that's a real lesser brother move.
Honorary lesser brother. Yeah. Okay, I love it. So the question before us is, who would win in a fight between Kevin Farley and Gallagher 2? Now, I do like the idea that Kevin Farley does everything that Chris does, mm-hmm. but it's just a tragic disaster.
Yeah.
When he comes and talks to your kids, tries to give them a motivational speech, like the cops get called. he's drunk and it's a serious situation.
Or if he's doing a Matt Foley, he's not quite big enough to break the table and can't commit hard enough. So he
just hurts himself. Yeah, he gets really hurt. Hard.
Like he's got
bounces,
like a
right off the disc. Table through the ceiling.
And you think it would be funny, but then he comes back and he's crying and he's bloody.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm so sorry. I'm just sad about my brother. We all are. And then Gallagher, too.
Hates his brother, famously.
He hates his brother. Yeah. A rage burns within mm-hmm. him. If he could smash his own head like a watermelon so it would look less like Gallagher, I think he would. Because that is the ultimate struggle of being one of the Gallaghers. I like that it's a cowl that is passed like the Dread Pirates, Pirate Roberts. Is that he hates Gallagher so much, and yet every time he looks in the mirror, he sees Gallagher.
He sees Gallagher, yeah.
That's a dark guy.
Yeah.
That's much darker than Kevin Farley.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He punches the mirror.
Kevin Farley's a bummer. Gallagher 2 is like a weird horror movie.
Yeah.
Gallagher 2 is like something that should be dead, but just won't. Like another guy was like, I will wear the mantle. I will take the burden.
What's tough is Kevin Farley is a facsimile of a good thing in terms of brother imitation.
Whoa.
Sure.
Where Gallagher is a simulacra of a bad thing.
Yeah.
He is a mutation. He's carnage to Venom. It's bad.
Yeah. It was like something happened to the terrible cake mm-hmm. that was made. But don't worry, we remade the terrible cake just as it was before.
We buried
cat food and everything.
We buried Gallagher in the pet cemetery, and this is what we got.
What could possibly happen?
It couldn't suck more.
Why am I seeing? I'm seeing a scene where Gallagher 2 is like training for this, and he's like doing push-ups, and you see all the tattoos on him, or not push-ups, press-ups is what they call them in the UK, bench press.
Yeah.
And then it pulls out, and you see that it's the mallet. And he's, you know,
oh yeah,
that's very funny.
And then Kevin Farley, I think his prep for this,
he's picking wildflowers. He's having a little chocolate, sitting around watching some TV.
I think he's just having a nice time.
He has no idea that he's about to get run over by Gallagher too.
Well, okay, here's a plus for Kevin Farley to me, is Chris Farley, you know, he was an addict, mm-hmm. and he took a lot of pills. If Kevin Farley is the light is the diet version of him in every way, he's just taking a bunch of Tylenol. He's just taking a bunch of Tylenol, polishing it off with Tylenol. White wine.
Yeah.
And then he's pretty... He could take a punch then. He's all loaded up on Tylenol and Zinfandel. Come on.
Oh, yeah, that... Sure, he's been into the mom box.
Yeah.
He fucking... Like, he's going against his doctor's recommendations because he thinks...
But not that much.
Back in the, yeah. back in the limelight, you know? I think it'll be okay. I think it's okay. Yeah, yeah. You know, people will see my face. Get me out there. And I think, geez, boy, for that reason... No, he gets eaten alive by Gallagher 2. Gallagher 2 is a creature of
Gallagher
hate.
2 is, Gallagher 2 is a pure hate entity.
Yeah. Yeah, he's the devil on this earth, Gallagher 2.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, all right. I mean, is there any...
Okay, Gallagher 2...
Is there any way Kevin Farley can pull this
well,
off?
Well, I think conceptually, Gallagher 2 is maybe a bigger failure...
Interesting.
He might fail at fighting harder,
which is the fuel for the lesser brother.
Yes,
is the resentment, whether it be their lack of success or living in the shadow of their more successful brother, just in general.
Interesting.
So,
no, but
I think that's the edge that I think is going to come into most of these, and Gallagher 2 has that in spades for sure.
Here's something. And tell me if I'm way out of line here, fellas. Can Chris Farley's ghost aid his brother, but Gallagher 1 can't aid Gallagher 2 because he's not dead and hates him?
I think that Chris Farley's ghost has a very specific contract where he can only show up in Adam Sandler movies. He is only allowed to show up in things like Little Nicky or Grown Up 3, things like that.
So he's there.
Yes.
But he can't.
He cannot
help
his brother, no. That is the contract he signed. Yeah.
This Gallagher 2 takes him apart. Watermelons him like so much. Watermelonizer. I'm sorry. I hate to say it because he is a force for wickedness in the world, but my vote goes to Gallagher 2.
That's
just that's two for Gallagher 2. Sam, can we say three for Gallagher 2?
I think I hate to say that it's a clean sweep because it feels closer than it is because it's a little bit light versus dark, but I also have to kind of give the edge to Gallagher 2.
Yeah.
No, wait. I'll throw a dissenting vote to Kevin Farley because
okay.
Gallagher 2 is ultimately a cousin.
Oh, sure. Okay, he cannot quite pull the levers
emotionally that Kevin to Kevin it means more.
He can't pull the sword out of the stone entirely because he does not have the brother powers.
It only goes halfway and then he flips out.
Right.
He leaves the podcast. Okay, well there you have it. Gallagher 2, ding ding ding, takes it, the lightweight lesser brother. I will say this for Kevin Farley. He's slick. He looks like a slick man.
He's covered in tears.
He's
covered in wet tears.
Yeah.
And make any man slick.
Oh, yeah.
It is so funny to talk about someone being someone's cousin. Like, quick shout out to our friend Meg Stalter for, like, acknowledging that it's very funny to have a long story, but it be about your cousin. Because it means nothing. It means nothing to no one. It's a very funny thing to do.
Very funny. It means something to Gallagher, too.
That's
Sam,
the only person it means something to.
Mm-hmm. All right. Middleweight, lesser brothers. And I'm going to come back to RFK for this one.
And I like Jeb in this one, too.
You like Jeb. I think we should still go around the block, though, because there's
a lot of
middleweight brothers. Let's take a drive around shitty middleweight brother
Middle
Island.
Brother town.
Now, do you think we should get some actual middle brothers in here?
If you can name some.
Yeah.
This could be a good point to take a big scoop out of the Baldwin bucket.
Oh yeah,
you know there's some freaky Baldwins on the far end of that spectrum.
Is the middle Hemsworth? Is he the forgotten one?
Who is the middle Hemsworth? It's like, Chris, Liam, and who's the third guy?
Poncho.
My name is Brandon.
You say Poncho? Poncho Hemsworth.
Poncho Hemsworth. I'm so paunchy. I'm not allowed to be in any of the pictures. I refuse to not wear a belly shirt.
That's an odd Australian accent you got there, Poncho. That's.
I'm not from Australia. I'm the only one.
I'm the only one that's not from Australia.
I was born in England. Can't you tell from my English accent? Anyway, Poncho out.
That accent can only be described as from under the stairs. That's what that accent is.
Yeah. Oh, it's Luke Hemsworth is his name. He's on Westworld.
Oh.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
Who is he? I only saw the first season.
He's the guy I feel like I've seen the first season of that show and I can't describe any character.
Yeah.
He's the guy. He's like a security guard, I think, or something. Yeah, you'd like know him if you saw him, but that's the only thing I recognize him from.
Sure. Okay. Luke Hemsworth, not bad. Boy, I've got a real good one in the tank here that I gotta save. But I can kind of tip my hat a little bit here by saying Waluigi.
Mm. Yeah, that's a good one.
Is he a lightweight? Or is
Waluigi a cousin?
He might be, but he's Wario's brother.
Is he Wario's brother?
Doesn't it feel like the in the Wario world they're cousins instead of brothers because it's worse?
Yeah, or sisters, which is the evil version of brothers. It's his sister, Waluigi.
All female Mario Brothers remake. Yeah.
It's very funny to think all opposites just mean bad, like good versus bad.
Yeah, yeah. Sure. Cats are evil dogs, baseballs are evil basketballs.
It's that simple.
You think the opposite of a baseball is a basketball, not a bat?
Or an orange.
Or some sort of reverse baseball, it's inside out.
Wario's not related to Mario in the least. He's just a guy who dresses like him and tries to fuck up his plans.
Yeah, it's pretty weird.
That's fun. That's more twisted than I thought that was.
Wario, this is pretty weird.
Is he truly just a guy? He's not like an experiment gone wrong or like a distant. He's just like a dude that has decided to do this.
They describe him as Mario's rival.
Right.
That's it. He's just a guy.
Well, I guess, yeah, he doesn't have we don't know his last name.
I guess his name is Wario. Yeah. All right, we're getting into a weird internet space here. I'm seeing some.
Why would you think they had the same last name because their first names rhymed? What has that ever happened, you idiots?
Yeah. Oh, wow. I've got shirtless Wario here. That's like looking in a mirror. Unfortunate. Okay. All right. You know what? Let's rewind it. The question before us is who would win in a fight between RFK and Jeb Bush?
Oh, man.
Now, RFK, famously, not bulletproof. Jeb,
might
alive.
Be. Could be.
Yeah.
Could
we
be.
Don't
yeah.
know.
Still,
yeah.
to this day.
There's only one way to find out.
And we don't know what it
I'm
is.
I'm researching
so.
A podcast.
And if the FBI weren't made of cowards, they'd come do something about us saying that.
Exactly.
Oh, here they are. Someone just joined the Zoom chat.
Oh, no.
It's the G-Man. Now, okay, so what do we let's do some strengths and weaknesses here for Jeb Bush. Jeb Bush, strength, actual politician.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Weakness is weak.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think probably George W. Bush made it to the front of the president line because he's the type of person who would get drunk and yell at people. He's the type of person who was being like, hey, we're going to go break into a liquor store, steal a bunch of cigarettes. You coming? Mm-hmm. And Jeb would never do that. He'd be like, guys, we're going to get in trouble.
Yeah.
And I even think Jeb is so much weirder than that, than like just even being
very
like
strange.
Lame compared to W. It's like, please clap is really weird.
It is
so
weird.
Strange.
Yeah. He's a real like just full on loser. Like I feel like he's dropped his lunch more than any other human being has.
Huge lunch
like,
dropper. Absolutely.
Like
he's a huge lunch dropper.
Real big lunches and then licks his lips, turns
big
around
lunches.
And drops it on the floor and goes, oh, every day of his life.
Yeah, yeah. It's to the point where the lunch ladies don't give him another one. Yeah. No, Jeff.
Please, I'm
no.
good for it. Yeah. I won't drop it.
You have to stop draw. You will. Yeah. You will.
I just feel like he hasn't had a win in his life.
He cuts his underwear so it rips.
If the Bushes are the Bluths, Jeb is Buster, and we should talk about
oh,
that.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Like,
absolutely.
W is Job.
Let's find some Jeb Bush facts for kids here.
Jeb Bush, I mean, I just looked up Jeb Bush weird, and there's so much
just
stuff.
Just the big word yes, and that's all it is.
Google really helps out when it goes confirmed.
Here's some Jeb Bush facts from CNN Politics. Apparently, Facts for Kids doesn't have a page, doesn't have a dossier on Jeb Bush.
It's so funny to be derailed by nothing, Howard Dean style. Like, oh, please yeah. clap was truly the nail in his coffin, like the way Bia was so for so Howard sad. Dean.
Bia. Boy, he just got too excited, didn't he?
Yeah.
But Bia is cool. Like, that's like going out like cool. full steam ahead.
Yeah.
And it's also, like, honest to God, that Howard Dean scream is not, like, that crazy. Like, within
it's
the
really
context
not.
Of what's happening.
Nope,
it just got played, like,
but
a
they were done
fucking
with
times. But,
boy,
but
we
please
were,
clap
but
is
society,
so
yes, absolutely. The Bia thing, society was just like, fucking, well, for some
we weren't
reason,
ready
they
for
were like,
Bia.
Nope. Yeah. We were not
you
ready
do Bia
for
now,
Bia.
It might work.
And Jeb Bush, it was just a, it was just a craven plea for
guys,
a crumb
guys,
of your respect.
Can I do something insane real quick?
Please. Yeah.
Real quick, something
oh,
insane.
Got
real
shirt
quick.
Off.
Don't yell.
Yeah, I. You hear the audio of me piercing my ears. I think Jeb Bush is the right contestant for the middleweight. I think he should be going against Eric Trump.
Oh no!
It's too like RFK is like an American hero who was assassinated.
You're right. No,
how are we
going
to get a fair fight with Jeb? RFK was cool.
You're right.
Yeah. Eric
you're right.
Trump.
Unfortunately,
is Jeb.
Unfortunately, RFK was cutting down on the way to this fight,
and ethically, maybe the superior brother. I'll say
yeah,
it.
Yeah, they had to find a replacement for this tragedy that happened in the last minute, and it was Eric Trump. Respect to RFK, who was gunned down on the way to this fight. So we haven't gotten to his strengths and weaknesses yet. So we're going to stick with Jeb for a minute here. I did find the facts page on Jeb Bush, and it reads like an Englishman's DNA report. It is the blandest, whitest thing. Here's a fact. Birth name, John Bush.
Wow.
Anyone with
could
Jeb?
You imagine?
Oh my God.
Hey,
so he's a liar.
I don't like the name up. John. What if I was a nonsense word you said out of us when you suddenly woke up?
Yeah.
Other, I don't know, Jeb. What?
Other facts. He's the oldest son, second oldest son of former President George Bush.
Oh, okay. I see now.
George W.
Oh,
Bush.
These are good facts.
He speaks fluent Spanish.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Ah, so
yeah.
He could have some powerful allies if he wanted to.
And that's pretty much it, folks, yeah. for Jeb.
I can't imagine him speaking Spanish must be the most horrible sounding thing in the world.
Puerto ear.
Absolutely.
Like,
Puerto ear al baño.
Yeah, he like, it just like being fluent in Spanish, but you still sound like one of those people that just says, that like just overpronounces like fajitas and margaritas.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
God.
Yo tengo fajitas.
And it's like the tone of voice of like, oh, this relatively small dog is bothering me. Like,
oh, yeah. Yeah. He definitely, I would say that the type of Spanish he speaks is particularly volatile and caustic. Mm-hmm. I think he could probably make anybody feel a little,
yeah.
with, mm-hmm. by ordering a combinación. Tres siente.
Clap, por favor.
Poor
favor, clap.
Poor favor, clap.
Applaudio.
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 Whereas Eric Trump, he is, boy, what can you say about
he's
that guy? He looks like...
He's dumber.
Who is
he's
he?
Probably
okay,
dumber
so
for sure. Yeah,
he's dumber. If the Trumps are the Bluths, who's he?
The Charlize Theron character.
Sure, in Wee Britain.
Yeah,
but he's much richer, and he's much like he was raised on a satin pillow, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, Jeb was too. I mean. That's yeah. The secret playing field is they were both rich.
No, they're both rich, but there are different kinds of rich. There's rich, and then there's I have a golden toilet. I have Trump Towers.
Yeah.
I have, you know, TV dad rich. Like Jeb seems like a rich businessman douchebag. Eric seems like he'll hire a guy to steal your dog because he wants it.
Yeah, a bit of a peewee.
Francis
okay,
Buxton.
Yes, Francis, yeah. Exactly. Yes, that's exactly where I'm coming from. He's got big Francis Buxton energy. Also, great pull with the full name.
That's my favorite movie. Man, yeah, he looks like him too. There's like a softness to him that's also like. It seems like there's some anger beneath it.
Certainly.
Yeah, and Jeb, I mean, like Jeb is like Francis's dad in the movie. Like,
yeah,
sure.
Like the more prim proper, like we are not thieves guy.
Now, can either of them fight?
Oh, neither of them can fight at all. It's just who can fight less.
Yeah, absolutely. This feels like a match of who will like hurt themselves to like knock themselves out.
Yeah,
like they are both just going to be doing like Home Alone style pranks on themselves until one of them like can't get up.
I feel like Eric like Eric's gonna walk into a corner and put a hole in his head for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
I feel like Jeb is going to say or do something that turns the hearts of the people against him. And they boo him into subservience, you know, where he's just like, no, please, I'm clearly the better. No. Mm-hmm. And then like Eric in his stupidity, like, ah, I pulled the lever. And then like a piano falls on Jeb or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like accidentally kills him.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's almost like a mistake that Eric does that causes Jeb to die in kind of a... I'm almost seeing like a Frank Grimes Homer Simpson relationship where Jeb's like, he's a boob! Can't anyone see?
Oh, I see that. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, like Eric makes Jeb crack, basically. Is what you're saying. Okay.
Almost in the same way that his brother being the president made him crack.
Yeah.
Please crack.
Yeah. What probably makes Jeb more upset than anything? A dumb brother getting some
oh,
credit.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, and you know like the stands are going to be packed with fucking like QAnon idiots. They love him on Fight Island.
Yeah,
holy
oh,
shit.
They would love Eric. Yeah.
Yeah.
They would love him.
And the new right hates Jeb. I mean,
Jeb has no allies.
Him on fire. Yeah.
Oh no.
He had the most campaign money in 2016 and flamed out instantly, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Jeb will do an entire tour of the Spanish speaking world in trying to find an ally, and will come back with like one weird man.
Right.
It's just like, he's my friend.
Right.
Like,
this is Senor Robio, he's mostly blind. He's missing a lot of fingers.
one very, very weak man from Honduras.
Yeah,
who
was pretty sure he could help, but there's just not enough of them.
Versus Eric, who has the entire QAnon army,
even though they
don't like particularly like him.
He's got
the Trump blood.
I'm gonna vote Eric for a new reason that I just thought of, and I don't think Jeb makes Eric mad, because I don't think anything makes Eric mad other than like his hands are sticky.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where Jeb is upset, he got his ass kicked by Donald Trump. He got insulted by Don Jr. He has to deal with yet another doofus ruining his Republican Party, which was just as evil, just better at hiding it. And he gets and he gets mad. And what do those guys do with intention and anger and feeling, things that should get you momentum and should win you a fight? They blow it. Jeb has serious emotions instead of dumb guy emotions. Yeah. And he gets like too reared up and slips in.
You're right.
He slips in some pickle juice he spilled and he eats it and breaks his own neck.
Yeah. Exactly.
He gets frustrated and he says he posts some shit on Facebook that he shouldn't have said, you know.
I think he tries to hold his breath for too long out of protest, and then he kills him because he's older.
You're absolutely right. It does seem like his big weakness is whatever it is that society's not giving him, and he's just so thirsty for it that he's gonna slip. He's gonna slip and fall. Chris, what are you thinking?
Yeah, I think Eric's got it in the bag. I think there's a dumbness there that is just like. Really, the kind of to tack on to what you were saying, like the only thing that could make someone like him frustrated is if he had like a hat on that was too tight, maybe, you know, like maybe then he could tap into something.
He can't figure out how to get it.
But like he's stupid in a way where I don't think he has flaws. comes to a fight and being frustrated.
Boy, where it's you could like, Yeah, he doesn't seem like he'd be an easy fella to distract, right? No. You could jingle all the keys in the world at him. His Secret Service code name is Marksman. He is the tallest Trump.
Wait, really?
Uh-huh. 6'5".
Oh, my God.
Eric Trump is 6'5"?
Mm-hmm. I cannot even imagine that.
Barron's like 7'2".
Yeah, Barron is fucking gigantic.
But he weighs 100 pounds. Yeah.
He appeared on The Apprentice 24 times. God. Never got through, apparently.
Just like banging on the door in every episode.
Dad, I'm back.
Hey,
please.
Let me in.
Let me be at work.
There's a monster in my bedroom. Can I hang out with you guys?
It's Jeb Bush. Which is, you know, for these reasons and more. I think I got to give it to Eric Trump. Clean sweep. Wow. Two queen sweeps.
Queen sweep.
Ding, ding, ding. Eric Trump. E. Trump is carried out of this fight on the shoulders of the Fight Island fringe right. Mm. They get him a Fred Flintstone unitard and a big club. And they eat ribs all night. Yeah. Unfortunately, it's a great time. There you go. Ding, ding, ding. Okay. All right, fellas, here it is. The fight that everybody's been waiting for all year. Heavyweight Lesser Brothers. And I'm going to throw right out Luigi.
Luigi. Okay. I've been sitting on this one the whole time. Mm-hmm. Jim Belushi.
Jim Belushi.
That's a Lesser Brother.
Oh.
My God.
Whoever wins, we lose.
I also say Macaulay Culkin could jump back in this one for me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure. He could be like an X Factor. He can like run in with a folding chair halfway through or something.
No, there's a, oh my God, what's that swinging from the rafters? It's a paint can. Oh, Macaulay Culkin.
Bo Bridges jumps in here for me. He's not as good as Jeff, but he's certainly not bad.
Yeah. Jeez.
Emilio Estevez.
Oh, that's
Emilio.
Yeah.
Is he the lesser?
I guess on Fight Island, he's the lesser than Charlie Sheen, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right. Charlie Sheen's got that blood.
How about Sean Wayans?
Sean Wayans he's a lesser brother twice.
Yeah.
Damon and Marlon have like really distinct careers. Sean got to be better looking than both of them, and that's it.
Yeah.
I love this. Sean Wayans versus Luigi? Are you kidding me? That's a hot ticket. That's a hot show right there. We'll make millions.
How could those two have possibly ever gotten into it?
Yeah, there's not just like quite at a party a together. Enough of a through line almost.
Sean Wayans versus Luigi.
Yeah, they were both at a party and they both reached for the last fire flower in the tureen that was steaming there for this event. And ding, ding, ding. Boy, okay. Who else? There's definitely some.
One more. Okay. I want to do a sports one because I feel like we'll get in the weeds on a fair fight. But like Eli Manning would be a good one.
Sure. Oh yeah.
Sure. Eli is the lesser brother, isn't he?
Yeah. He has. Yeah. They have the same amount of Super Bowls, but Peyton was clearly better.
Yeah.
Prince Harry is my last one.
Oh, that's good.
Prince Harry. Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's real good. Sean Wayans had kicked the shit out of Prince Harry. Luigi would kick the shit out of Prince Harry. Yeah.
Jump on his head, make him squish.
You jump on his head. He's got access. He's got powers.
I mean, can anyone beat Luigi?
Sean Wayans could possibly beat
Luigi. The only man that can defeat Luigi.
Get Sean Wayans.
Scary movie zone. Sean Wayans.
What about John Wilkes Booth?
Who was his brother?
Edwin.
He did Booth. Have a brother.
He
right?
was a famous actor. He was like when John Wilkes Booth shot the president. It was like fucking.
If Sean Wayans shot the president,
yes, yeah. It was like if Sean Wayans shot the president. It was legitimately like Edwin Booth was like everybody knows Edwin Booth. He's this famous actor. Did you hear his brother shot Mr. Lincoln?
Oh wow.
Yeah. But nobody knows that fucker.
Yeah, it'd be hard to like have more things about him.
I mean, he's an actor.
I guess
he would have.
I mean, John Wilkes Booth. John Wilkes Booth is the lesser brother. I mean, ethically and acting wise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not famous. That's what we're going for.
He's also bad, and Luigi would beat him up.
I think so too. Frank Stallone. We have also not really given a shake.
Oh right.
Frank.
Wow, that makes him truly the lesser.
Yeah.
We've forgotten about Frank Stallone in the course of our conversation. About lesser brothers.
Does that make him a heavyweight?
It might.
Yeah.
Whoa, what about this?
He has stealth abilities.
What about this? What about Abel from Cain and
Oh,
Abel?
Sure, of Cain and Abel fame. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a lesser brother. It doesn't get much lesser than getting your head bashed
his
in.
His thing was getting his ass kicked.
Yeah.
He got killed.
Yeah.
But in The Sandman comic book, he's in it, and his like whole thing is he can get killed a zillion times and he just keeps coming back.
Oh damn.
Oh, weird.
Okay, so yeah, he got a pretty good deal in the end. Yeah, God was like,
I mean, he doesn't like
in 2000 years there will be a comic called Sandman and you will get your revenge.
And
oh, okay,
and
that's my Abel
some dudes
impression.
Will know one more thing about you.
Yeah, there will be some dudes that will defend
but
you
only... But only some of the dudes.
Do I get all to be dudes? Known by all some. Dudes at least? Yeah. No, just
can't
some
dudes.
Dudes.
No, no. Trust me, it
God
must be
it.
Some.
Dudes that like a specific kind of Neil Gaiman. Not all the Neil Gaiman stuff.
Some of the other stuff is too heady.
Yeah.
Okay, what about Ray Barone's brother?
Raymond. I got. They want me to go to Fight Island Robert. And fight Luigi Raymond.
Robert. I can't do Robert because it goes into putty.
Yeah. Ah, Robert.
Ah. It's a very slippery slope of those two.
Yeah. Raymond. That's putty.
That was definitely putty, but I would watch that.
Hey
show.
Ray, I've anyway. Got eight ball. Eight ball.
Hey Ray, why don't you throw out my spaghetti? Feels
yeah.
like an Arby's night.
Hey, your mom lost my figurine.
All right, I'm gonna have to lock this one in. I'm sure there are other brothers out there that we're forgetting. Greater, worse brothers. I mean, Clint Howard versus Frank Stallone.
Roger Clinton was
oh,
a
yeah,
good
Roger
drop
Clinton
earlier.
Too.
Roger Clinton.
Yeah. No, yeah, he's in the stand selling his beer to everybody. Whatever the fuck that was called. Billy Beer? Was it?
Billy Beer.
It's so funny that your brother could, like, become president and your thing would still be like, hey, will you hawk my merch? Like, that's so funny.
Well, no, Billy Beer was Billy Carter. That was Jimmy Carter.
Oh, was it? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I think Roger Clinton just drank a lot of beer.
Yeah, yeah. Roger Clinton's thing was, sorry, he was entrepreneurial. I was confused.
He just liked beer.
He drank a lot of Billy Beer, yeah, which he understood was the beer for presidential.
Yeah. I drink it. I don't make it.
Who else is supposed to drink this?
Hell. Yeah. I would love it if that was a tradition. If the president's brother had to work on a beer the second he got into office. Yeah, you'd get some weird ones. I don't know if Joe Biden has a brother, but I'm sure the beer would have milk in it. Is there anyone else we can think of? If not, I'm going to lock it in.
I'm out of brothers.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. So the question before us is, who would win in a fight between Sean Wayans and Luigi?
Now. Maybe the most impossible thing to analyze I've ever had thrown in front of me.
Okay. I'm gonna need some Sean Wayans facts here.
This is inherently why this is difficult. Yeah.
Are there any Sean? Yeah, I feel like look up Sean Wayans facts, it's just a picture of a tumbleweed or something like
that. Sean Wayans. Sean Wayans is first of all, he's looking good. The hairline's looking fine. Yeah.
He got to be the hot one.
He's still wearing those earrings. He's still got that facial hair. If anything, I would say he's dialed the facial hair in a little bit more. And there's a picture of him here looking great in a fucking a velvet bow tie. My God, Sean Wayans killing it.
Yeah,
Luigi. Is Luigi hotter than Mario?
He's thinner, but it certainly doesn't have the gravitas.
He does have the height thing, doesn't he? Yeah. But it's not called the Super Luigi Brothers, you know?
Yeah.
Nobody's waiting in Luigi's dressing room.
Plus, if you think of their real-life counterparts, in the live-action counterparts, Bob Hoskins is so much more magnetic than John Leguizamo.
Yes.
Yeah, but John Leguizamo is the cutie pie of the two.
Yeah.
He's the ankle. That's what you put on he's the guy you put on the poster to get the butts in the seats.
I don't know. Ladies loved Hoskins.
They sure did.
They sure did, didn't
he
they?
He had his fun.
He sure he got did. Around. With everybody's grandmother.
I love Bob Hoskins.
Sean Wayans is born. He's 51. Snappy dresser. Funny guy.
He's probably in... I feel like he's in good shape.
Yeah, good shape. He's Wayans in at 200 pounds. Wayans in at 200 pounds.
God damn it.
I'll throw out a question I didn't think I'd ask. Is Luigi in good shape?
That's interesting. I
don't know that.
I feel like he's kind of got like a skinny fat thing going on.
Yeah, right?
Like he's got a little belly, but he's not like
he can still jump pretty high. Yeah, he's like in very good like plyometric shape. Like he can jump real high, but not really far.
That's the thing,
you know.
At the end of the day, he can do all the things that Mario can do, just green. And Mario he's flipping, he's twirling, he does a handstand on the top of a flagpole.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
It's true.
It's crazy what this little chubby Italian man is doing. Have you played these games? He's leaping all over the place. I don't know if I want this in the house.
Shape, let me tell you.
I've been playing Assassin's Creed, and I had the thought the other day that I really want an Assassin's Creed game, but the skin over it is Mario. And then Mario is going up behind Koopas and just like cutting their throats.
Yeah.
That's what
there's like a scene someone in the second one where Mario just kills the Pope or something.
Yeah.
Lord.
Yeah. Mario comes up behind Iggy Koopa and puts a slug in his head in the shower.
Free Italy. It's Summy. It wasn't to me.
The Vatican is the biggest landlord.
There, somebody made, some kid made a first-person shooter Pokemon game where you just go through the woods and shoot Pokemon.
Oh my god.
And Nintendo shut it down immediately. Oh. They were like, no, no. That's not it at all. Sean Wayne's pretty tall, 6'1".
Mm. Okay.
I grew up with a lot of brothers. Mario, Luigi has one brother that we know of. And I'll tell you right now, growing up with one brother gives you like a +1 to toughness. Growing up with, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4 brothers and 5 sisters gives you like a +5 to toughness, yeah. I think.
If you Google how tall is Luigi, inexplicably Google's like, he's 5'9". Like, it's a okay. normal thing. Like, it's a fact.
I was just going to say, like, I think Luigi is the only person in the world, I mean, he's not a person, but whatever, that you could say is tall, but is also probably, like, 2'3". Yeah. Like, yeah. Realistically, sure. He is, like, a miniature thing. Like, I'm not buying that he's, what, 5'9", you said?
5'9".
Yeah, yeah.
There's no way.
Yeah, I can't imagine Luigi, you know, that's, you might see him walking into a convenience store and buying cigarettes at that height. I simply can't yeah. accept that.
Yeah, no, there's no way. He would like, I'm asking you to pick him up so he could get like a big can of soup at the, on the top shelf or something in the grocery store.
Yeah, you put him next to Mario, he's just a stretched out Mario. Mario's still a small video yeah. man.
But how big is Mario?
Like this big?
But like it, like if Mario had a real life incarnation, okay. how tall would he be in your head?
Okay, think of a turtle.
Okay.
Now think of Mario next to the turtles that he's constantly jumping on.
Yeah, the turtles come up to his like knees.
Yeah.
Like he's got to be like, yeah, like.
Like
1'8" or something.
Yeah, he's like is he
like the Hezbollah guy from Instagram?
Oh yes, he is. Yes, he is, my friend.
Is he Hezbollah size?
Absolutely. except a much worse cook.
Yeah.
I always see Hezbollah helping out with one of my favorite online Turkish chefs.
I fucking love him.
It's incredible. I would watch it for hours.
I would watch Hezbollah do anyway. Anything. Yeah. I'm in.
Yeah, it's good content. Inexplicably, it lists Sean Wayans' favorite beverage as green tea. Like, my man is all hopped up on green tea. I've never seen.
Oh, we finally know his favorite anything. Beverage.
Somebody for sure.
We asked for this. We yeah. asked for this with this fight. This is what
somebody
we wanted.
Definitely, this all of this information came from Sean Williams' trash, I think. CelebrityXYZ.com. Interesting fact. Sean is the 9th child among 10, again.
Oh my god.
When he was 6 years old, he got addicted to humor. Bummer.
Just try weaning yourself off that one. Trust me, it does not work. Addicted to
yeah,
humor.
Man.
Jesus
He's
Christ.
In the alley, sucking dick for punchlines. Sean's son.
Sucking dick just is... like a hunk of clown's nose one time.
He's in the alley sucking dick, but it's hilarious.
I guess that is the funniest way I've ever seen that done. It's wrong.
He kept dropping it. Kept dropping the dick. It rolled under a dumpster.
Making it talk.
Sean's son is named Marlon, which should be confusing.
Is that Marlon? Wait a minute. Isn't there a Marlon Wayans Jr.?
Yes.
But that can't be his son because he's not a. He wouldn't be a junior then.
Are there cousins named Marlon?
This is so fucking confusing.
They had made this agreement a long time ago while watching a movie which inspired them to copy the idea. Apparently the younger Marlon dresses like the Marlon he's named after.
What the fuck? What is going on with this?
Now I'm like mad I know this.
Yeah.
He's a bit of a Wario. He's going to try to take over Marlon's whole steez.
Yeah, but this is like if like Mario and Luigi made a deal to create Wario.
Because they saw it on TV.
Because they saw it in a movie. What was the movie? What are they talking about? I saw it in a movie.
The movie was Blank Man. No, it was the Sixth Man. Is that the one?
Oh,
remember
okay.
The one where he's like a ghost?
I thought it was Blank Man.
No, that's... That's Damon Wayans.
Oh, yes. Sixth Man is where Marlon Wayans dies playing basketball and he's a ghost.
Yes. Yeah, so they saw their own movie and they were like, I'm going to name my son after the guy in this movie. Sean and his brother Marlon appeared in a WB's commercial in the 90s. Poverty. He grew up in a poor family. He ate a lot of syrup sandwiches. That's tough.
There wasn't enough humor to go around sometimes.
He doesn't drink coffee. He likes green tea and carries it everywhere. This is like his fucking, like gummy berry juice.
I mean, it sounds like if you just get rid of that green tea, then he loses all, like, whatever powers
Holy
he
shit.
Has, right? Like,
yeah, also,
he's,
like
walking
Luigi.
Around with, like, something that he
For
needs
sure.
to have. He, like, has an item he's... that can be... That has all the power inside of it.
How do you beat Popeye? You kick that can of spinach
exactly.
out.
Exactly. That's
also Luigi can throw fire.
Yeah.
There is that.
I guess I'm gonna cast my vote for Luigi because he is used to combat.
Yeah, Luigi fights. Luigi fights.
It's all he does.
That's his whole
it's
deal.
All
he's left plumbing behind.
Yes.
He certainly doesn't plumb anymore.
Yeah.
I have not one Mario game is about plumbing yeah. at this point. In the first one, there was a little plumbing. He is also like, you know, Luigi didn't grow up with any silver spoon in his mouth either. You know, he's a plumber.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a blue collar worker. He's a
paycheck
to
paycheck.
Blue collar
paycheck to
paycheck yeah. until one day he's whisked away to a fantasy land.
Yeah.
Where he has to, you know, be the hero of it. It doesn't even really make sense.
Doesn't know where
his
he'll
turtles.
Be sleeping next. Castle 1
yeah.
or Castle 2, you know?
Yeah. And what does he do? He fucking rises to the occasion. And even later, you know, he's proven to be quite a cowardly fellow, Luigi and Luigi's Mansions.
But he overcomes it with the help of a vacuum cleaner.
With the help of that vacuum mm-hmm. cleaner, which is how ghosts work. And I think... Jeez, I still don't know.
I'm just not seeing any positives for Sean Wayans. If anything, we we know that he has, like, major vulnerabilities. Like, he needs a green tea. If he doesn't have humor, he'll die. Like,
yeah, there's something
literally
funny
just, like,
Mario.
Put him in a closet and throw away the key, and, like, that's the end of it. Like,
but is Luigi knocking a bottle of green tea out of his hand with a turtle shell inherently funny? It's not.
It's not. Yeah. Mario is in that range of thing that is lighthearted but absolutely no humor.
Yeah, he's not going to make – he's definitely not going to trigger because I was thinking that maybe Sean had some kind of trump card where, like, maybe if he sees humor, he kind of hulks out, you know, since he's addicted to it and tries
We're
to
taking the idea
them.
Of him being addicted to humor pretty
yeah.
seriously.
Why did they say addicted?
I don't
then?
Know. It's so funny.
Listen, I believe the things I read. Okay, this is clearly true. He has a helpless addiction to humor that
to
he
humor
has been trying to overcome
and,
for years.
And green tea, mm-hmm. and I think Luigi's going to capitalize on those. I don't know. There's some. I'm casting a vote for. Sean Wayans, based on the fact that he has 9 siblings. Luigi has 1.
Yeah.
Which means, Chris, you're the deciding
I role. Okay, I think that there's another thing that we haven't fully brought up for Sean Wayans, which is any idea he needs to get from watching a movie. So he needs to watch a movie that's specifically about fighting Luigi to beat him. Like, he's not gonna, like, you can punch him all day, he'll need to see a movie about fighting back to fight back.
And the only movie about Luigi, he wins
exactly.
in.
So, yeah. just therein lies an impossible situation for Sean Wayans to come back. Oh, I think, like, even if Luigi and Mario are 2 feet tall and just punches like ankles for, you know, 4 hours. Yeah. Like I have to give it to Luigi, I think.
Jordan, yeah. can I pull you over to a clean sweep with, think about this. Luigi does fight a big family all the time and win the Koopas.
It's the Koopas. Yeah. You're right.
The Wayans
Holy
are
shit.
The Koopas. It's a 1-for-1.
Of this world. My God, he could fight all of the Wayans brothers and
just
still
gradually
have
through
power
stages.
Yeah. Left. He would be even stronger by the time he gets
exactly.
there. The one thing that I'm concerned about, geez, you're right, absolutely. Luigi wins, ding, ding, ding. Luigi is the heavyweight lesser brother. I do wonder what might happen if Sean is able to get one of those like power flowers or mushrooms from him. Because I mean, if you know a Sean Wayans that's able to shoot, throw fire, that's
a sort of a super Sean
Wayans.
That
would be amazing.
Yeah. Bit of a super shredder. Yeah. Holy moly, Luigi, clean sweep. I knew it. I knew my man could do it.
Pull it off.
I thought at the end, I thought maybe Sean had him, but he's okay once more. Chris, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you guys for having
this
me.
Week
this is so much fun.
On the island. Where can the people find you on the internet?
The people can find me at Chris Stevens MD on Twitter. I'm part of a sketch group with my good pal Joe McAdam. We are called Butt. We are at Butt Guys on Twitter.
Hell
and
yeah.
I think we're going to be making some new stuff soon, so keep Ooh. Your eyes peeled.
Give me that new butt stuff.
Give me that new butt.
Keep your eyes on the butt. Absolutely. Sam, what about you, Pat?
I think the day this comes out, I will also have a new short story out in Bodega Magazine,
Ooh.
An online literary magazine.
Whoa,
so check
yeah.
that out.
Rules.
And it's, but it's, you know, the other, if you've read any of the other stories I've had come out places, they're very stupid. So don't worry, you have to slog through something. It's dumb. And yeah, rate and review Fight Island. Please.
Yeah, give us 5 stars. We know you've got them. Give us those stars. Hand them over.
And we've also got some nice messages, some nice DMs lately about the podcast, and we really appreciate them.
Yeah, thanks, you guys. Thank you so much for listening. And if you really like what we do, check out our Patreon, where you can help support the pod. And every once in a while, we throw out a little side app. So that's always a lot of fun. And also, there's another thing, Sam. What is the thing? There's a third thing. Tell your friends. That's it. And also, shout out to Caldero for our intro and outro song.
Caldero's got new music also.
Oh, it rips. So,
yeah.
He just put out a new song the other day. It's really great.
Yep.
Hell yeah. Very cool shit. I think that does it for another episode of Fight Island. Sam, why don't you count us down?
3, 2, 1.
All right, break it up. It's all over for Fight Island. Fight!